Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Mr. Prasad, I believe you're the president of Shantinagar Residents Association.
Yes.
And you also double up as a spy.
We have to double up into so many places.
Multiple roles. Mr. Prasad, yes, I believe you caught this guy called Peeping Tom who was creating havoc in your area, Shantinagar. Please tell me about this.
What happened was, this guy was coming and haunting our people for almost 6 months.
What was his modus operandi? What would he do?
Modus operandi was, I think he's sick by his head. So he used to come and peep into the windows of, basically used to target some ladies. And this used to happen between 10 and 12 in the night. He's from our neighboring area, Sudhamnagar. Basically, I think he was scouting the whole area. They got really shocked when this guy was peeping into the window. And two of the victims, that is, one is my friend's wife and the other one is my friend's sister.
Annapurna is your friend's wife?
No, it's my friend's sister.
Sister, I'm actually going to call her to find out. She caught this guy peeping inside her window, right?
Yes, she caught him and she had seen this guy properly. And he had even tried to make some comments and tried to call her, you know, when in that act.
Wait, I don't understand. So he's not peeping to take pictures or videos. He peeps and then he talks also.
He, you know, calls them.
What?
Yeah. So, finally, we decided to fix in CCTV cameras.
Okay.
And then we got a footage of this guy. Fortunately, this guy had a tattoo on his forearm.
Oh, easy to identify.
Yeah, that's how we could easily identify him.
And I think it didn't stop at CCTV cameras. The people in the area got together and made a WhatsApp group, right?
Yes, we created a WhatsApp group because we shared it among everybody.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if they see this guy, they can inform us. And we roped in even the Wilson Garden police people.
Okay.
So we shared it with all our people in Shantinagar because we have a WhatsApp group for each road.
For each road?
Yeah. We have, because we were working on solid waste management and generally we keep everybody alert. So we have about 5,000 members. That's the reason, like, what happened on that particular day was on Sunday night. Anu, basically, when she came out, she saw this guy who was standing out and trying to, you know, peep.
Yeah.
So that's when she identified him and she immediately put it in the group.
Okay.
That around 10, 20, 20, 30 put in the group. Then we all got together and then about six of us joined him over there in two-wheelers.
What was he to talk to? How old was this guy?
No, this guy must be about 25, 30.
What does he do? Does he have a day job? And
We were told that he's a mechanic by profession. We took him to the station.
Dude, this is like a thriller, Prasad. You guys have been on an adventure of sorts for the last 6 months.
Yes.
But it's amazing. You know what this reflects? It reflects that if an area, a society, a group of people are together, alert, use technology judiciously, you know, it makes it easy for the police. And a lot of the issues, y'all are self-sufficient. You can handle it on your own.
Correct.
Tattoos, piercings, total giveaway. Koka, the song is dedicated to that guy. Peeping Tom, as he is referred to. Koka in Punjabi means a nose ring or a nose pin. This track plays out next. On Super Hits 93.5 Red FM, I'm Disha Oberoi. The show is called Morning Number 1. Kudos to the Shantinagar Residents Association. They managed to use technology, their common sense, alertness, and of course, help of the Wilson Garden Police Station to nab a petty criminal in the area. I'm going to actually have a word with Anu and find out. Can you imagine you're in the bathroom in the night and somebody screams and tries to have a chat with you from your window and then disappears in 3 seconds? Anu, from the horse's mouth, bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Morning Number 1 with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.